As we mark the actual beginning of summer this week, the Weekly Reader is here for you. I'm Lisa Morgan, joined as always by University of Baltimore MFA professor and book critic Marian Winnick, who has two new titles to add to your growing summer reading list. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. We've talked about books by Ellen Hildebrand before. She's the great chick-lit author who sets every novel in Nantucket, each one with different but lightly connected characters. The 21st in the series, which was released yesterday, includes all the things we expect from a Hildebrand novel: terrific clothes and food, smart humor, fun plot, beachy atmosphere, and real insight about people and relationships. In this one, a wedding on Nantucket is canceled when the bride finds her maid of honor floating face down in the Atlantic on the morning of the big day. This is bad. Also bad is that this bride does not seem into getting married at all. In fact, Celeste Otis seems like she would rather be anywhere on earth than on the beautiful Isle of Nantucket, marrying the handsome, kind, and utterly smitten Benji Winberry. In fact, she was carrying a fully packed suitcase with her at the crack of dawn when she found her best friend's body. Dum-dum-dum. One of Hildebrand's strong suits is evoking the warmth between friends and family. For example, in a scene where the chief of police has to go back to work just as he's about to open a cold beer and sit down to dinner. "I hate murder investigations," his wife says, lifting her face for a kiss. "But I love you." Aw, gets you right there. The Optimistic Decade is an impressive debut novel by Heather Abel, set at a wilderness summer camp called Lomelo in Colorado. The story follows five characters through the dramatic events of the summer of 1990. One of them is Caleb, the charismatic director of Lomelo. He bought the land 8 years earlier from local ranchers who were economically devastated when Exxon pulled its oil shale operations out of the area, and he turned it into a kind of holy land for introducing rich city and suburban kids to the wild. Caleb used to have a girlfriend who ran the camp with him, but she split for mysterious reasons. Now he's a lady killer, choosing his consorts from among the smitten counselors. Also smitten is David, a high school junior who goes to Lomelo every summer. He worships Caleb and his back-to-basics, no-electricity, hippie songs around the campfire credo. In fact, he's secretly planning to live out there year-round. David's slightly older childhood friend, Rebecca, is at the camp for the first time, working as a counselor, but it is the last place on earth she wants to be. She was planning to spend the summer writing for her father's left-wing newspaper and has no idea why he is sending her away. The only good thing about being at Lomelo is David, on whom she has long had a crush. Some critics have interpreted this book as a metaphor for Israel and Palestine, and there's plenty of evidence to support that. Sure enough, the son of the family who sold the land to Caleb believes the transfer was invalid. He wants the occupiers out of there and will do anything to make that happen. While the story is suspenseful, the writing is definitely worth lingering over, very sharp and often funny.
The books are The Perfect Couple by Ellen Hildebrand and The Optimistic Decade by Heather Abel. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.